ABC Radio Australia.
There are many relics and items that have been left behind across the Pacific from the Second World War. These items are often buried in sand and then wash up on shore, or they are deep in the ocean. But some are rediscovered many years later with a story to tell. And that was the case when the South Pacific World War II Museum in Vanuatu was recently given 5 dog tags that belonged to US soldiers who'd been deployed to the Pacific. Marla Damati found out more.
Well, my name is Donna Esposito, and I'm a World War II historian and writer, and I research all aspects of World War II, but I have a particular focus on the war in the Pacific.
Donna, you've been asked by the museum, the South Pacific Museum, to dig into some dog tags that were found and donated. What kind of stories have you found, and what did these dog tags, what stories do they tell?
Well, so for those of your listeners who don't know, dog tags were the identification discs that everybody wore. They vary a little bit between the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, but all personnel would have worn them. And they had a habit of getting lost sometimes. And so the museum has, over the years, come up with quite a few, but just recently had a donation of 5. And they've been really shedding some light on interesting stories. So each tag corresponds to a particular person, and every person has a unique story. And this lot was particularly interesting because it really kind of gives an array of diversity that really represents the World War II and the American participation in the war, people from all over. And so one tag was from one is an Army tag. It was from an African-American man from Georgia, but a lot of people served for long periods of time on Espiritu Santo because it was such a large American base. Another one of the tags, which was particularly interesting, this belonged to a man named, make sure I get his name right, it's Ramon Pangellinan Mano, and he was from Guam. And he was a Chamorro, so it was really exciting to find a tag that belonged to a Pacific Islander. And that's kind of something I think we often overlook. And so he joined the Navy way back before World War II actually started, and he served on a battleship. And it was interesting to find out that he, like the African Americans, was not given the same range of responsibilities. And so he was put into what was known as the messman's branch, or it was later called the steward service. So these would have been the men who took care of the officer's mess, the dining facilities, serving them, did things like laundry and making beds and things like that for the officers. And so because he wasn't considered white, he was also given those types of duties. So it's really, you know, kind of an interesting thing to see and to remember that kind of segregation was sadly so normal. But he served through many major battles. I think his ship got about 9 battle stars, so that would have been a star for each battle. And he continued to serve in the Navy well after World War II and eventually moved to California and started a family. Passed away a few years back. So it just, sheds light on another facet of service. And you know, probably a lot of people don't even know that people from Guam were joining the U.S. Navy and serving at that point. So I think that's an especially neat story.
But it's quite nice to hear and to know of, you know, Pacific Islanders that have served in World War II, because we tend to hear a lot of other stories, but there are so many hidden stories. And I think that would be such an amazing part of what you do as a historian that focuses on World War II in the Pacific, is that there's something quite special about being able to connect the past with the present. So in saying that, within your research, looking at these dog tags, finding names, finding stories, have you connected any of them with their families or descendants that they might have? Have you reached out? Have you connected, you know, the missing dog tag or the lost dog tag and found its way back home in a way?
For this particular batch of of tags, I've located family members, and I'm in the process of starting to contact them and offer the tags back to the families, although the museum would be delighted if they would like the museum to keep the tag and have it be a part of an exhibit. But some of the other tags over the past couple years have been returned to families, and they've really generally been very appreciative, and it's, you know, at this point, their family members have passed on, so it's a very special thing to have somebody contact them and say, you know, we found your father's dog tag, and people usually have been very excited to receive them.
Now, the work that you do must be quite difficult, because at some cases you only really receive a name and little bits of details, you know, very minute details. So what kind of feeling does it have for you when you do find, you know, the person behind the dog tag and make these discoveries and find these stories? How do you feel? What kind of feeling does that instill in you?
I feel like I get to know these people. You know, they're not just a name on a piece of metal. To me, they're a real person. And it's amazing how much information you can often find about a person's, particularly their early life, and through things that are online, like census records and enlistment records, you get little bits and details. And sometimes you even find photographs, like high school yearbook photos, and you can see what the person looked like. And for me, it's really a special feeling. It's a connection to the past. And, you know, I think about what it must have been like to go from, in one case, a man was from Minnesota, and which is nowhere near the ocean. And here he finds himself in the middle of the Pacific on a battleship. You know, and to think about what it must have been like as a young man to go someplace halfway around the world, and it's really inspiring for me just to learn these stories